Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I have a question that's all about body image, weight, and shopping, and I thought it would be something that it comes across my desk very frequently. I hear it from many clients, and I know personally how it feels as well. So I'm just going to read you what Michelle wrote to me. I'm not your typical female with a closet full of clothes. I have to tell you, there are many women who don't have a wardrobe full of clothes too. You're actually not that unusual. I've seen many dire closets with almost nothing in there, and it's probably because many of the same reasons you have. You describe yourself as, I'm 54 and have issues with my body since I was a kid and have mostly felt uncomfortable shopping and always waiting for shop for clothes until I lose 10 pounds. So I have a very short list of clothing items that I wear. My goal is to stop waiting and start shopping, which I've wanted to do for months, but now I can't seem to do it. When I actually go online to shop for clothes, I'm there for hours trying to find things that I would like to feel more comfortable in, as well as look good, as I just don't have that time right now. So this is something I am thinking about. There's a couple of things here. It's this waiting till I have lost weight. And I hear this a lot, and I know many, many people seem to do this, where they say, I'll shop when I lose weight. I'll spend money on myself when I lose weight, as if you have no value right now at whatever weight it is you are. And how many, I mean, it sounds like you've had a lifetime of waiting for that 10 pounds to be lost. And maybe your body's set weight point is never going to be 10 pounds lighter. This is the thing, is our bodies have a way of deciding kind of what weight we should be. And even if you think, you know, like, I don't think I eat that much, but I just can't seem to shift the weight. And this can happen particularly as we get older and metabolism slows down and those things as well. And yo-yo dieting is really shown to be very bad for your body. So really thinking about, are you setting up an unrealistic expectation for yourself when you are thinking about, like, I'll just lose this weight and then I'll buy the clothes, rather than maybe accepting that this is how your body image, your body is. Now, I can tell you, even the celebrities and movie stars' bodies are not, you know, necessarily what you think you see in the movie. I have seen how they digitally manipulate movies, the characters in movies, to make them slimmer. We know that they do this in, like, still images, but they do it in movies as well. Everything is not as it's seen, and we are measuring ourselves about completely unrealistic standards. And it's one of those things that's quite interesting. On the weekend, I watched the Miss Americana, I think it is. It's the Taylor Swift documentary that you can get on Netflix. And she's actually talking about her own body image issues and just how incredibly toxic the media is, even looking at images of herself that are in the media where she has the slightest roundness on her stomach. And she'll start starving herself because, you know, this kind of public backlash about how fat she is or how skinny she is incredibly bad for her. And she's, you know, she's learned that it's incredibly toxic and it is not good for her. And yet we have these expectations that, I mean, she's talking about, I'm literally starving myself to maintain what you may think is kind of normal or, you know, is the idealized weight. And in fact, it's really not achievable. I think this is where we have to really go, what is achievable? I mean, either I can choose to never eat a piece of cake, drink a glass of wine, have any cheese, or whatever it is, you know, like in life. Or we can accept that maybe I'll never be that incredibly slim person, but I can be me and I can be stylish at my weight. And that I'm also of great value and that I should spend money on myself. I should have clothes that I like, that I enjoy wearing, that make me feel good, that express who I am, no matter what my weight is. Because I think this is where, like, these body image issues can really mess with your brain. And they are incredibly toxic to you as well. And I know, like, I think we all struggle with this because we're bombarded daily by these images. I mean, there's some interesting studies that were talking about that in Fiji, when there was no television, there were no body image issues. There was no anorexia, there was no bulimia, there was no expectation of anything. And in fact, being on the chubby side was considered to be great because it meant you were well-fed and healthy. The minute Western television came into Fiji, in a very short period of time, they started seeing these issues of anorexia and body image problems. And, you know, this is the media. We are surrounded by it all the time. It's very hard to avoid these messages. And the fact that, you know, and often too, we might have had parents or other people who've made comments about, you know, our weight and therefore our worth, because there is a lot of relationship between, you know, kind of really negative toxic comments between weight and worth, as if you are worthless as a person if you are not super slim. So, you know, there's an awful lot of negativity around this. So I really think it's important to kind of go, well, what is the body I have today? Can I accept this? And, you know, like, you know, looking after yourself and eating healthily is part of self-care, but it's not necessarily going to make you into the world's skinniest person, and it's certainly not going to make you more valuable as a person. So, like, going out and buying clothes for who you are today rather than thinking, I'll wait until I'm 10 pounds slimmer. I hear this all the time. I'll do the style course. I'll get the information when I have lost the weight. And that may never happen. It may never happen. It's time to look after yourself today. So when you are shopping too, when you do actually go in, this is where it's this, you know, expecting clothes to like magically make weight appear to have disappeared can be very hard. Also too, expecting clothes to fit you well is also something that it's also unrealistic, because clothing manufacturers, they're making clothes to get on the maximum number of bodies. So they'll do things like cut armholes very deep, it's cheaper to make clothes that are straighter rather than curvier. So the more curvy your body is, the more alterations you'll have to have. So there's a whole lot of things like that that we need to understand, that they're not making clothes to fit you. Also too, is that they make, you know, a piece of clothing based on one person and one size. And then what they do, they grade up and down. So they make the clothes larger and smaller, where they just add a certain, like if you watch, look at a sewing pattern, it's about this kind of thing between one, you know, size and the next the whole way around. But we don't just put on weight exactly that the whole way around. We might put it more on one place, but not on another. And so therefore the fit is not good. And the further away you get from that standard, whether it's a size 10 or a size 6 or whatever it is in, you know, the country you live in, the less well that clothing will fit because it has been graded. And it's just assuming this overall expansion rather than the fact that we may put on weight more one place, you know, one place of our body than another. So I think too, we have to be realistic in what we're expecting when we're going shopping, understanding that alterations are not a sign of failure. There's nothing wrong with you if you need alterations to your clothes. Absolutely nothing wrong with you. In many ways, I wish we could go back to the olden days where you went to a dressmaker or you made it yourself, but you selected the fabrics in the colors that were flattering in a pattern that you liked. You selected the fabrics, then you chose the style, and then you had it made up and the measurements of your body were taken and it was made to fit you. I remember many years ago, before I had my breast reduction, I was talking to a garment manager, you know, a fashion designer, and she said, look, I'll make you a dress, because I was complaining that I can never find anything to fit my boobs in. And it was just totally frustrating that everything I tried on, I was lucky to find anything when I went shopping. And when I sent her that, she said, well, can you measure from the top of your shoulder to under your bust? And I sent her that measurement. And for the rest of my size, she said, that is 11 centimeters, which is about this big if you're an inches person. 11 centimeters longer, or, you know, than the standard that they are manufacturing on. She said, no wonder you can never find anything, because That's just not a little bit different. That's a lot different when we're looking at the fit of clothing. And so knowing that, it's, you know, I shouldn't feel bad because they're not manufacturing anything that is in the slightest bit related to my body and my size and my shape. But it's rare that we actually get someone who does this for us. But this is where, you know, sometimes going to a dressmaker, getting, you know, selecting those things can make it easier. I mean, like, we often think it's much more expensive to do that, but if you look at the time and energy and wasted money on the clothes that you've kind of accepted, the it'll do clothes, but you end up not really wearing them because they really don't fit, it's actually often not more expensive to get something made for you to actually fit your shape. So that is something to think about. And when you are looking for clothes, and if comfort is a big driver for you, this is where thinking about what's the fabric. Look at the clothes you own now. Look at what they're made from. What is the clothes made from? What's the content? You know, the fiber content. They will always have a little tag in them somewhere that generally tells you what it's made from. And then make sure when you're online and you're looking, that you're looking for clothes that have those sorts of, you know, like, oh, maybe it needs some elastane in it to give it some stretch. Maybe you like things made from bamboo because they're a very soft fiber. So it is thinking about, you know, what it is you want. And yes, it does take out. It takes time and energy to go shopping. And this is why the better educated you are with regards to your style and your colors and those things, the easier it becomes. It doesn't mean it's not any less frustrating because you may go, I can't find anything, but you can more quickly dismiss things rather than thinking maybe this or maybe that, maybe that'll be the right thing. And that's the thing is I'm not guaranteeing that there's anything out there for you. And in fact, one of the things I often hear when people start to kind of really grasp all their style fundamentals is they go, shopping's really hard now. And it's because they're no longer satisfied just to settle for something that's only half good. Instead, they've got higher standards. They are more empowered to say no. But I go, you can say no faster. You have a better idea that when you're looking, you can walk into a shop and go, there's nothing here for me. And that's okay. The thing with the fashion market these days is it changes and very quickly, that there's new stuff coming in all the time. So just because there's nothing here today doesn't mean there's nothing here next week. And yes, it's frustrating. It's that hunter-gatherer in us that wants us to go out, find the thing and bring it home. We need to, you know, like, we need to feel like we have some proof, some evidence of success for our efforts. And that's that hunter-gatherer. And so this is why we are more likely to buy the it'll do piece, the not quite right piece, the only half okay piece, rather than, you know, waiting until we find the great thing or deciding that I'm going to get it made or I'm going to go and sew it myself. And this is why I think there's more and more women are really getting back into sewing. It's one of those things that I've certainly seen a much greater surge in people going, you know, I'm going to learn to sew and I'm going to start making my own clothes because what's out there is just not working for me. It's not giving me what I want. And I can tell you, I was doing some online shopping the other day, looking for some stuff for a client, and I was like quite disturbed by, I was like going, there is nothing interesting out there and everything is very neutral and everything is very plain. And we were looking for stuff in colors and with some interest. And I was like going, there's just nothing there. And this is where it can feel like it's you, that there's something wrong with you, rather than going, they're just not putting anything out there for me at the moment. So, you know, it is one of those things that I just went, well, I went through about 10 different shops, and after I went, you know, really, I saw two possible things, you know, but very vaguely possible, that you might look at, but then still dismiss and send back. But it was one of those things that you just go, sometimes it's just nothing out there, and that's okay. But the more you know what you're looking for, when you do see it, you go, that's the thing. And that's what I notice even for myself these days, is when I'm kind of looking around, it's like, that's it. That's the thing I want. And it's a very fast decision rather than a possibly, because whenever, and I know for myself, if I shop and I'm looking at that kind of, is it possible? If I have to think about it that much, it's probably not the right thing. Often. And if you're not sure, what you can do is do what Jill Chivers calls is the power pause, which is have a look at the thing, put it on hold for however long, like a couple of hours, go away and see if it consumes your thoughts or not. If after 2 hours you're going, oh, I'm really, really loving the idea of that, maybe that is the right thing. But if after 2 hours you're like, you kind of forgotten about it, it was probably not the right thing, so it's better that you left it in the store. So yeah, so it is important to know like what makes it comfortable and what works, but also I want you to embrace the body you have today. It's the only one you've got. Treat it well, care for it, like just like even dressing it in a way that makes you feel good when you look in the mirror, that is a form of self-care. And self-care is not selfishness. It's actually self-preservation. If you don't look after yourself, nobody else will. You have to put yourself first. You know, it's the oxygen mask thing. If you don't put on your own oxygen mask, you can't help anybody else. So if you don't do your own level of self-care, you can't help anybody else. And so I think it's really important to start loving the body you have today. You know, just for what it is and how it helps you and how amazing it is and how it gets you around in the world and how it's, you know, got you to where you are and all the amazing things you've done it and maybe the children it's helped you, you know, create and look after and grow up. All those sorts of things are, you know, it does amazing things for you. Let's treat it kindly and let's put some clothes on you that make you feel happy instead of thinking that you are not worth anything or that you have to wait until you've lost that 10 pounds. You know what? If you've lost 10 pounds, great. Then you can go and celebrate and buy something else. Or you can just have that thing taken in a bit. 10 pounds is really not going to change, you know, your size really that much. It may be a little bit, but it's not out of the question of just altering what you've bought. So I just think it's one of those things I do hear so much about body image. I know it can be hard, and that, you know, we have these expectations of what is beautiful and what is right and what we should be based on really completely unrealistic, incredibly toxic images that we see in the media every day, that are very hard to avoid. And it's very hard to get those kind of ideas out of your head. But I want you to love your body and I want you to go and look in the mirror and say that I love you and you are amazing just as you are. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.